Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
My God, I look at what he does and where he's going to line up. This is a guy that, to me, has all the opportunity in the world to be the wide receiver 1.1.
Always connect on those deep passes like they did last year. I'm like a centrist. 3 catches, 40 yards, 0 touchdowns. Then he goes nuclear.
Yeah, just
10 targets, 201 yards, 4 touchdowns.
That's the greatest hit I've ever seen.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Can we talk about Luther Burden going to the Chicago Bears with the in the second round, 7th pick in the second round, 39th overall? It's now Luther Burden, DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, and they drafted a really athletic move tight end in Colston Loveland as well. But again, Burden in that role, in that room with DJ Moore and Rome Odunze, yet again makes this a really interesting trio of wide receivers in Chicago.
Man, my first thought when they took Burden is that, and we're not going to be breaking this down today necessarily, but wars are going to be fought on Dynasty Twitter this summer about these Bears wide receivers, you know, with the and I mean the pass catchers with Colson Loveland in the mix too.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, look, they do eventually in the second round take Ozzie Trapillo, an offensive lineman, but I was, you know, for them to take Burden at the 7th pick in the second round, I did think, like, are we, you know, could have used a lineman, could have used a back, you know, but they do get a, they do get an offensive lineman at the 24th pick in the second round. But I will say this, the one, my first instinct after thinking like, oh my God, we're going to get some wars on Dynasty Twitter.
Yeah.
About this is like, man, this is exactly the coaching staff I wanted to see for Luther Burden. And specifically
Ben Johnson and the boys,
Antoine Randall, the wide receiver coach there. You know, that's the type of coach that Luther Burden needs, because if you just follow Antoine Randall's career, obviously we know him as a player. He was a guy who, you know, moved from quarterback to wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, eventually Washington. Yeah, I actually grew up watching Randall because he was with Washington when I was like coming of age as a football fan. So I've seen a lot of him, and obviously as a player, but then as a coach, you know, he works under Bruce Arians, very player friendly, but very hard on his guys, pushes them.
Okay.
And then if you look at him last few years as the wide receivers coach in Detroit, I think number one, obviously they did a great job with Amon-Ra St. Brown, thinking about role and deployment and all that stuff. But beyond that, Randall L is the guy who was a big part of getting Jameson Williams on track, right? Like, and had this breakout year last year in Detroit. Like, he's known as a guy that's going to, you know, demand the most out of his players, but also like empower them and push them.
Okay.
And to me, that's what Luther Burden needs. Like I said throughout the process, like he has some of the best flashes in this class, you know, and we had a whole rant about it, I think, a couple of shows ago, where it's not about the touches or the Mickey Mouse routes or anything like that. It's about the inconsistency and the effort and all that stuff is the issue with him, because like I've seen the flashes of man coverage ability, 71.2% success rate versus man, even in small sample sizes, like those are on film. You can find like him doing real deal receiver stuff. I don't need to see his friggin' practice reps or none of that stuff, but I need to know, like, is he invested? Is he putting the effort into it? And I think Antoine Randle-L is going to demand that effort. He's going to push him. He's going to hopefully, I mean, Burton, obviously this can be performative nonsense, but he did post, like, after going falling out of the first round, like an Instagram story of him, like, already working out at midnight. Like, but I think, look, maybe I'm a huge dork, but I think that's like what I want to see out of this guy.
Sure.
So I think him getting with Randle-L is the first and foremost, before we start picking apart like who's going to line up where and what does this say about this guy and this, that, and the other, straight up, like Luther Burden landing with this coaching staff and specifically Antoine Randle-L, who is clearly a coach on the rise, this is exactly what this guy needed.
Well, and again, to your point, Matt, you know, when we talk about Luther Burden, you can't get away from the fact that he just was amazingly underwhelming. Going from high school to college, right?
He was specifically last year, his final year at Missouri.
Right. His freshman year, he was good, you know? But again, there was just so much potential there. He was one of the top high school recruits in football, and he just never quite got there.
Yeah.
And to your point, and this is what a lot of talent evaluators say, right? Is that Luther Burden, when you just look at his best plays, if you were to take his top 25 plays of 2024, you're thinking this guy's a first round draft pick. This guy could be a top 10 pick.
And if you just watch his 2023 games, you don't even need to do any parsing. You're just like, is this guy the best receiver in the country? You know?
But effort level was inconsistent. Mm-hmm. When you take all of his routes in totality there in 2024, there are some reps on there where you're like, man, is he the worst route runner in the world? Like, what's going on? It's just been inconsistent, right, when we're talking about Luther Burden. Okay, now that being said, I know people were celebrating these moves of Colston, Loveland, and Luther Burden, and I get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But my God, Matt, did we not learn a damn thing in Chicago from last year?
Yeah.
This was a room that was too crowded. Mm-hmm. It demanded too many targets to be split up. And to me, that really, from Caleb Williams' perspective, it kind of tied his brain in a knot, right? And then again, this is a team that needs offensive linemen. I get it. They make some moves to go get offensive linemen. Like, I get it. They go sign Drew Dahlman, right? They traded for Jonah Jackson. They traded for Joe Tooney, which I love. Look, those moves are good, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they're also fragile offensive line maneuvers as well. Tooney is 32 years old. Jackson missed 13 games with a shoulder injury. Dahlman
was awful last year
and was not very good.
He was great with Detroit under Ben Johnson, but he was awful with the Rams last year.
And Dahlman missed 8 games with an ankle injury last year, right? So again, did they make moves to address the offensive line? 100%, yes.
Yep.
But it's still a fragile room. I would have loved to see them make some more moves along the offensive line. And yet in their first two picks, they go tight end and wide receiver. I know that these players are good.
Mm-hmm.
I love Loveland.
Yeah,
Loveland's great.
Right.
But again, they already have a functional tight end in Cole Kmet, who, again, I thought played pretty well last year. So I'm like, is Chicago going? I know it's a new regime, but it feels like at least from a coaching's perspective, like it feels like we're going through this whole process yet again, where we're adding too many players into the mix here from the passing game perspective. So I don't know, man. I was very mixed on it. And the other thing I'll say too, in regards to Luther Burden, I'm watching the ESPN broadcast here, and let me just say this straight away. I love Louis Riddick. Mm-hmm. I love him as a talent evaluator. I love him on TV. I love Louis Riddick. He will forget more about football than I will ever learn
sure.
about football. Okay. That being said, when
but.
I know this is the part we clip. No, but when he comped him, Luther Burden, to Amon-Ra St. Brown, I damn near had a spit take. Hmm. You can't get, I get that these guys are slot, they've played in the slot, but that to me is where the comp completely just ends.
Yeah.
I mean, they're completely different players. Amon-Ra St. Brown, you can't talk to me about Amon-Ra without talking about his work ethic. My yeah, God.
Right. Totally.
My God, his attitude. Forget about yep. it. He's a great in-breaking, route separator. And Luther Burden, I think where he becomes a special player is after the catch.
Right.
And where I love Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's not necessarily winning in that regards, right? So I just...
He's a good after catch player, but he's not a tackle breaker like Luther Burden is.
So to my point is basically just, look, I love Louis Riddick. I just don't see the comparison. So then I thought, man, am I just being insane? I go back and I watch Luther Burden tape. I'm like, no, okay, I'm not being insane. But then I go online, Matt. My God, there are a lot of people actually that have made this Amon-Ra St. Brown comparison to Luther Burden. I just want to touch base with you on that. Where am I?